Hello and welcome to the Everyday Incredible Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Kitchen. I want to help you find your balance, find your passion, and learn to make every day incredible.
On today's audio blog, we'll be talking about the secret to weight loss. This week, I had someone comment on my postpartum weight loss and ask me, "How did you do it?" For me, there's no secret. When I was pregnant, I couldn't eat much of anything without throwing up. Not a recommended weight loss method at all. However, it reminded me of a post I'd written as a contributor for another blog a few years ago called Elevate Your Marriage. While I hesitate to share something I've shared elsewhere, I'd like to share this post with you here. The secret to weight loss. At the time, I'd written, "For the past 6 weeks or so, I've been making an effort to be healthier. Walking more, eating less, drinking more water, the standard method. It seems to never fail that when others notice any kind of weight loss, the same question is uttered. It's usually almost said in a hushed tone, as if preparing to take in some monumental secret for a magical solution to take off those extra pounds. The speaker may lean in and turn an ear more in your direction, just to make sure they don't miss anything. How are you doing it? Is there a secret to it? Exercise. Watch what you eat. Drink plenty of water. Repeat tomorrow." As I drove home from work today, I thought of my work as a therapist. I've worked with so many families who are dealing with their children's behavior problems, or with the aftermath of years of abuse, or even just years of poor communication that have wreaked havoc on the marriage. When we begin to let things slide, problems pile up. When you decide to give in to your child's demanding tone, rewarding the behavior, you'll see it again. When you begin to take the elevators when you know you need to take the stairs, you're more likely to do it again the next time. When you allow hurt feelings to fester and avoid discussing an incident with your spouse, the bitterness and resentment will grow. If you tell yourself, "Oh, I'll clean up that mess tomorrow," you may find yourself soon overwhelmed by the chaos around you. I know all too well that sometimes life seems to beat us up and get us down. We all feel exhausted from time to time. We all need a vacation sometimes. It's easy to get bored with the routine. Look around you. What are you letting slide? Do you need to have a good long heart-to-heart talk with your spouse or your children? Do you need to start addressing your child's unacceptable behavior? Do you need to start counting calories and getting more exercise? Do you need to regain control over the clutter in your home? Do you need to start saving for your retirement? Here's the big secret to getting it all done. Ready for it? There is no secret. It takes hard work. You didn't arrive where you are now in just one day. And you're not likely to be where you want to be in just one day either. It takes time and work. Break it down into manageable tasks and dig in. You can't fund a retirement plan in one day, but you can skip the meal out and tuck that money away. You may not be able to clean the whole house in that hour you have, but maybe you can tackle one corner of the living room or that sink full of dishes. You're not going to lose all the extra pounds in 1 week, but you can lose a pound or two and still be healthy. You're not likely to repair all the hurts in your marriage in one conversation or have a miracle 30-minute transformation of your child's behavior, but you have to start somewhere. There is no quick fix. It all takes work. But if you're willing, oh, what a change you can have. Philippians 4:13, "I can do all this through Him who gives me strength." Is there a change God is asking you to make? If you would like some more personalized support as you work to balance your life through diving into a wellness plan, check out the Take the Next Step tab here at everydayincredible.net. Check back next week for more thoughts on finding Christ-centered life balance. What areas of life do you find are most difficult to balance? I look forward to hearing from you in the Everyday Incredible Ladies Facebook group. And I want you to remember that every day is full of opportunities, so make every day incredible.
Please know that the information provided by Everyday Incredible is not intended to replace individual mental health treatment. If you're not currently working with a mental health professional counselor, we encourage you to find one that is a good fit for you.